Greetings, this is Brother Steve with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration for March the 3rd, 2013. I will be doing the devotions this week. I was playing with my 10-year-old or my 10-month-old daughter, and she was holding my little finger, and I was just walking her around the room, just learning to walk, and she would sometimes let go and walk a little bit by herself, and then stumble, and as I interacted with that little girl, I just started meditating on the fatherhood of God, and how God is desiring to have that kind of relationship with us. And I just said to my family, I said, you know, I believe I'm beginning to understand a little bit why God created man. Even though he knew all the pain and the heartache that it would cause him, he still wanted to create man. And, you know, so we have that same emotion, you know, as fathers with our little children. Though we know that it's going to be difficult and there's going to be tough times and it's not just a walk in the park to be a father and to raise our children, and yet it's something that we all desire as men. We desire that little to have that little child and to have that relationship with them. And so I want to just look at some of those things this week. Maybe some encouragement for fathers and those kind of things. But for this time, I want to maybe look a little bit more at the fatherhood of God and God's father heart toward us. You know, oftentimes we think about the fatherhood of God as being a New Testament concept, and I do believe it was much better understood in the New Testament. However, as I look through this, I found that there's lots of references in the Old Testament as well of God as a father. And so, you know, we don't see in the prayers of the Old Testament saints, we don't see them, hear them addressing God as a father as we would in the New Testament. However, there is plenty of evidence that God wanted to be a father in the Old Testament as well. Exodus 4, verse 22, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. 2 Samuel 7, verse 14, I will be his father, and he shall be my son." This is God speaking to David concerning his son Solomon. 2 Samuel 7, 14, "I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men." 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10, "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, God, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." There David, probably one of the clearest examples of a New Testament believer would be in David. David had a clearer understanding that most other Old Testament saints would have had of the New Testament or the New Covenant and the fatherhood of God. Psalm 68:5, "A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation." In Matthew 7, I could start in verse 7, "Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Then he says, "Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" And so we see that the fatherhood of God is an Old Testament and a New Testament concept, while it's probably much better understood in the New Testament, because we had the example of Jesus Christ on this earth and constantly referring to God as his Father and relating to him in that way. But what I really want to get, what I really want to get across is just that earnest desire in the heart of God to have that relationship with us, and how, you know, when I lead my little girl around and she's just beginning to walk, and she'll hold my finger with one hand, and, you know, sometimes she'll stumble, and I have to go a little slowly. I can't go very fast, and so that she can keep after, and you know, I never once would I even think of getting frustrated with her because, you know, she fell just one more time. I'm okay with that. I understand, as a father, I understand that she's learning. She's just a little girl, and she's learning to walk, but each time, you know, she falls, and then she gets back up, and it's time to try again. And so that's the thing that I really want to bring out with God as a father, how he looks at us, and how it's important for us to try to understand each other in light of, you know, how God looks upon us, and with grace, and with mercy, with long suffering and patience, and each time we fail and we fall flat on our face, and God is right there just wanting to pick us up again, and, you know, have that beautiful communion, that beautiful relationship together of God and his children walking together. So may that be an encouragement for you. And I want to just wish you God's blessing, and we will continue again for Monday.